This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 284. I said animals. Pandalicious heard pansexuals. Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to another episode of our weekly podcast.
Slash Wave.
Hi. Did you have a good week? Was it a fun time?
I hope so.
Well, I had a fun time.
Good for you. I had a super happy fun time.
Oh, you did?
No, not really.
I thought so, you lying heifer. But one thing that we're not lying about is that we have a very entertaining show. You wonder why?
Why?
Because it's a clip show!
We got so many clips.
Oh my god, do you know how much stuff we actually cut out of
like,
episodes?
If our clips were, like, full of bullets, we could kill so many people.
Do you know how many people we would kill with the clips that we have?
We could have the bullets, but if we don't have good aim, then we're not killing anybody.
That's true. And I did have surgery on my hand, so that means my aim.
I've gone to a shooting range. I could kill people.
Yeah, I've never gone to a shooting range. You better not kill people.
I said I could. I didn't say I was going to.
Well, I mean, I could probably hit some people. I've played enough shooters.
You're holding a controller, not a gun.
No, the ones on the arcade where you have guns.
They're not the same weight.
No, well, obviously.
And they don't have the recoil or any of that
dude,
stuff that you're
well,
not counting
I'm not saying that
pack.
I'm going to be out there with a Desert Eagle or anything like that.
Oh my god, a 50 cal? I've shot one of those.
It hurts, bitch. Dude, could you see me trying to?
No.
I mean, just a simple little 9mm I'd be fine with.
22 caliber. Simple, yeah. Cute, elegant, fits in your handbag.
Boom.
You bring it to
done.
The opera, it's classy.
Done. You get the job done. Not that we put that kind of thought into it.
Right.
Because we're not like that.
No.
Violence is never the answer.
Never.
Clip shows, however, are. So, what we've gathered for your listening enjoyment this go-round on Clip Show is some of the more random things.
It's probably got a lot of me in it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
But we want random. We know exactly where.
We know who brings the random. And I'm pointing in your general direction, yeah. Pandalicious.
Yes.
All of that. It's where the random comes
You bite
from.
Your thumb at me, sir.
I bite my thumb at you! But not really, because I'm not really upset with you.
I'm glad. I've been biting my thumb, but not because I'm angry.
I'm not even going to go there. Where I am going to go is talking about the first bank of awesomeness, if you will, where we're actually going to pay a little bit of tribute to Eshdog the First.
Oh. Because, she was great.
Yeah, and appeared in all kinds of episodes accidentally.
I think she did it on purpose.
She probably did.
She was like, I want to make my break.
She wants to be popular just like everybody else. So check it out.
Missy, shut the fuck up. No, I had to bring that bitch to get clean today. So the whole, like, I take her out. You know,
she's a female dog.
Yeah. So she does her business, so everything's great. So I put her in the car. We get to this, you know, I sign over the paper, you know, and she has no problem walking in there with me. But as soon as I hand her over, you know, here comes the crying and here comes the whimpering. And I'm like, oh, babe, it's okay. What does she do? Lays the biggest turd on the lady's shoe. Now, I watched her go before we went. I'm like, where is that coming from?
You never had a nervous shit in your life?
No. I haven't. So, of course, you know, she's like, oh. She's like, good thing these are my crap shoes. And I'm like, really? She goes, actually, yeah. She's like, a lot of dogs happen to crap on these shoes, and I can't get the smell out, so I just leave them here when I have to clean dogs, because they often
crap on my shoes.
And I was like, oh, my God. She's like, don't worry about it. Not a big problem. It happens.
These are my shitty shoes.
Yeah, I thought shits and giggles. I thought you'd like that.
Oh, I bit my teeth. Don't make me laugh. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Goes, so you can retire from the race, but you really need to earn cred, so I'm not going to recommend that. But you can retire, and you can try again, but we're not going to earn any money. It's like, or you can actually rewind back to a point where you didn't crash and try this over again.
It's the doggy. I can't control the dog.
I know you can't control the dog. I'm just giggling at the way that you said, it's the doggy. And I wanted to be like, no shit, Sherlock.
Esh dog cannot be controlled.
Esh dog will not be tamed.
No.
I'm going to say that this podcast is toast.
This podcast is definitely toast, Ninja.
So what are you going to do with the toast?
I think I'm going to give it to some seagulls because we're eating pizza.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe what we should do with the toast is like feed it to the dog because she looks hungry.
She might want some of our pizza.
She can't have the pizza. I don't care. She can have the toast. I'm eating the pizza, motherfucker.
Did you just eat the rest of my sandwich? Oh, don't walk away. You stole my fucking sandwich. I cannot believe you. Stealing? No, don't rub up against me like it's not okay.
God, I hope that's the dog.
Yes. Missy, you ate! No, the sad, I'm sorry look does not work. It's not working. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Go. Right now. I don't want to see you right now. All right.
She's gone.
No,
I don't even think I can do a show right now. That is so funny.
On my bed. In its plastic wrap, I ate half of it. So I'm like, okay, I'll eat the other half after the Now my fucking sandwich is gone!
She ate your sandwich.
She fucking ate my
Because, yeah, the original run was definitely picked up by gargoyles, and I agree with you there that it ran... I'm gonna wait till your dog stops.
It's Missy, okay. Shut up!
It's okay. It's alright.
Sure. Mommy better have her keys. Shut up! Shut up.
Your dog barks like she's having an orgasm.
It's true. Missy, get the fuck out of my room.
She's gonna fart on you. And it's gonna get stinky.
Oh my god. No, but... Horrible sounds will come out of here.
It won't be pleasant, that's for sure.
So that's that.
Yeah.
And then, Missy, shut the fuck up!
Angel, it's my pizza. Shush.
Oh. What is it with you people and your animals? Her dog tries to eat her food all the time.
My dog tries to eat everything.
This is true. Your dog does try to eat fucking everything.
You should see my dog. He's scary. He's a little terrier.
Does he bark?
He can rip your leg off.
Oh, he's one of those. Okay.
He's a Westie.
Oh.
I'm an Eastie.
Eastie?
But yeah, so Clamp does Holics, even though there are three X's in front. And. I know, she got a nasty ass.
Oh my god!
That vitality is vitaling your ass.
It's vital, alright.
Missy, get out!
Mommy, call Missy! Mommy?
Ma, call her! Mom's like, hell no!
She's like, no. It's so bad.
Let's pick that
up. It's like a rat died in a vat.
Pick that back up.
Okay.
Which is really kind of funny because in the anime, he's a lot more immature than you'd think. Even though he's obviously living a much more adult life because he's got to take care of himself.
Mom.
Ma.
Dog gotta go.
No, dog's got to go out. She's crying into the microphone.
Oh. Yes, you got to go out.
She said, hail to the yeah.
I think that with the addition of these modes, you know, they added the pop-in and pop-out play so that as you're playing with somebody else, if you need to, you know, get up and go to the bathroom or somebody comes to the door or your dog starts barking and you're like, what the hell are you barking at, dog? You can actually jump right into party play right from that moment. It'll pick up and continue playing itself. And I think there's one other song that's mixed with a Jackson song, but it's not.
It's not.
Oh my god, your dog's ass.
Mom, bring the Febreze!
Hey, Mom!
Febreze!
Mommy!
Febreze, please!
Please? Hurry! Hurry!
Can I have more gummy bears?
Spray it! Spray it!
Did Missy have an accident?
What did
gummy
accident?
Gummy bears for my mouth!
Just leave it on the couch!
You should...
I got it. Thanks. See, look, you're even crying.
That's because I've been on the PC. My eyes are tired.
Well, maybe if you turn on a fucking light.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, where was I? Okay, I know where I was.
You jumped up with the baby.
Yeah, okay. What? Get off Facebook.
All right. What if I go in the land of Ash?
No, get off Facebook.
Why?
Because I said so.
Lame.
Okay, before you were like, oh, I just need it because I gotta get my notes. Get off Facebook.
So, I mean, if you're on a fixed income...
If you got to use WIC to feed your children's...
Yeah, exactly.
You can give people then like the three...
Then you can roll it back and I won't lose any respect. But if you've got the means to do $59.95 for a year, then do it. Just do it.
Missy! Go.
Out.
Now what?
She's licking the floor like an addict. Mom.
She does kind of look strung out right now. Like, if you look at her face, she seriously looks strung out. Like she's hungover on
Why is she licking the side of her bowl?
Why don't you ask her? Maybe she'll give you...
Well, you know what? you know what, Mom?
Don't be
quiet.
Wise ass.
Let's keep the random chain rolling. Choo-choo. Woo woo! Weird. This section of clips, it's really. I don't know how to describe this section of clips because there really isn't like a cohesive theme.
So why isn't it just called Stream of Consciousness?
Because I don't know that there's really a lot of consciousness going on when we're talking about this stuff as much as just it exists and flew out of mouth. So in these next batch of clip goodness awesome sauce, if you will, there's stuff about animals, there's stuff about zombies.
I like zombies.
No shit. Who do you think brought up the zombie stuff?
I might get a tattoo with zombie somewhere written, not a picture of a zombie because it would scare the
fuck out
of me.
If you get a tramp stamp of zombie on you, I will punch you in the face.
Oh my god, not a tramp stamp.
I
might be many things, but a tramp I am not.
Well, this is true, but you don't have to be a tramp to get a tramp stamp.
It is step one.
I mean, it is part of the process of becoming.
Oh, God, and if it's a tribal tattoo on top, barfalicious.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, tangent.
I will call you Ed Hardy if you do that.
Because I'm a... Nah, that's horrible. That's... Nope.
I'm going to call you Scumbag Steve. Get a tramp stamp of zombie and tribal lettering on the side.
Oh my god, I would never do that.
Scumbag Steve!
I'm sorry.
I will make a demotivational.
I've got more class than that.
Of you.
Anyway.
Had meaningful tattoos.
So you said animal.
Yeah, animals.
Zombies.
Zombies. Aliens! Because somehow? No, not related at all. Just randomness. Take a listen.
So, tonight, when you ask me what I'm doing with my toast, I'm saying, fuck toast, I'm making octopus hot dogs.
You have to say that I gave it to you, though.
Okay.
Totally,
I was planning
totally
on
name
it.
Drop. Totally name drop.
Like, and the most awesomest person in the world, Magic, gave me my octopus hot dog maker.
So yes, person in the world, I could deal with that.
Yeah. Please, my mom was like, when she looked at it, she's like, what is that? I'm like, Mom, it is revolutionary. Check this shit out.
It slices and dices. You can make french fries or purees.
Like, that all look like octopus.
Yeah, that all look like octopus.
Like, I could make a family of octopuses.
You could
octopuses.
Probably put, like, celery in that shit or something.
Probably. I don't know. I haven't made my first octopus hot dog yet, so I'm waiting. To
don't,
see if I've
don't,
got
like,
skills.
Slice the hell out of your fingers, though. I really don't want you to, like, kill yourself.
I don't think I can because it's plastic, but, you know, you never know.
The blade, too?
There's no blade. It's plastic.
And how does it cut?
Plastic. You pretty much, you stab the hot dog in between the octopus, and then you jam it onto the base that it sits on, and there are slicers on the inside of the tentacle legs, but they're plastic.
The slicers
They're not
are plastic.
Metal.
Diamonds.
Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't take too much to cut them.
All right, so just make sure you thaw out the hot dog first.
Oh, yes, of course. I don't need hot dog fragments to, like, blind me. It'd be like, Panda is just blinded by hot dogs.
Notice you have an eye patch today, Panda. What happened?
Like, I had a hot dog accident.
There was an accident with hot dogs.
Related accident.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Oh, so you didn't tell me this job had hot dogs. Well, problem with hot dogs? I had a bad experience. What do you mean? I had a bad
experience. It's like I can whistle through my eye socket now.
Ew. I'm going to call this podcast Toast.
I think it's Toast, too.
Toasty. I think it's roasting toast like an almond. So, Pandalicious, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to say fuck toast, and I'm going to make myself some octopus hot dogs.
Who the fuck wants a hot dog made out of octopus?
No, I'm going to make a hot dog that's shaped like an octopus, like in animes, because Magic Mystic was so awesome, and she bought me an octopus that makes hot dogs in the shape of octopuses. So that's what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll put
Oh, well, aren't you just fucking
on...
special?
I am. So, I might actually...
She's not that special. It was a Christmas gift, and I gave it to her on Monday.
Yeah, I know. So, I got it a couple months late. But I'll make my octopus hot dog. Like, I'll make a house out of my bread, and I'll make the giant octopus destroy the house. And then I'll eat it and be
you
satisfied.
You should get a bunch of veggies and make an octopus's garden. In the shade. No.
Okay, I get it. She doesn't. So we'll just move on.
A friend of mine has had my Kingdom Hearts game ever since Kingdom Hearts 2 came out. Since before Kingdom Hearts 2 came out.
So now that I got my game back, I do not mind lending you Final Fantasy Dead.
You know what he got stuck on in Kingdom Hearts? He couldn't find the fucking fish. When Kairi sends you on the island to go find that shit, you can't find the fish.
They're swimming in the fucking water where fish hang out.
Fish. I wonder where I'd find them. I said, all right, that's it. I'm coming over. I was like, I told him, I'm coming over and I'm just going to find the fish for you and get you beyond that point. So yeah, I can actually
That's like in
save
the, that's
the game.
The tutorial in the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
I've
pretty much given up that I'm ever getting that game back. Of course, it's okay. It's okay, because I stole his Resident Evil Nemesis, and I haven't played it, so...
And then magic. It's making noises.
Yep, shut off your phone.
I did. I shut off my phone. That's the shutting off sound.
Yes, I know. The phone that looks a lot like my phone.
You're such a
bitch. I still can't believe you have my phone.
Here we go again!
Anyway,
she's,
go on.
She's never going to get over that.
No, I'm not.
She doesn't. She holds on to all kinds of rivalry. We'll have a conversation sometimes because she still holds shit against me. And half
I know. I know. I've heard it. I
didn't even fucking do.
Even though.
Because she used to stab me with pins when I was a baby.
You didn't even fucking know that till we went to go get our hair done. I did it one fucking time. I was like 5. Get the fuck over it. You didn't die. Okay.
Although from the stories you guys tell, it sounds like Amanda was the worst of the two of you.
She pushed me down the stairs and broke my fucking tooth.
Yep.
You didn't pour me orange juice.
Ooh, fucking la la. It was 9 o'clock at night.
Oh God, I need my orange juice.
Wait, because
she put my cat in the microwave. And turned the shit on.
Did not.
Yes, you did.
I threatened
I came in and my no. Mackenzie, don't even listen to that shit. I come in the room and Manny's like, "Guess what I did?" And I'm like, "What?" And I hear my cat going crazy. I'm like, "What the fuck?" I look up. There's the cat jumping around the microwave like a retard. I open up the door. I go, "Rasker!" She jumps across my shoulder, runs upstairs, because she's basically got a dose of chemo. So and Manny's like, "But she looks so funny." I'm like, "You dipshit." I beat the shit out of her all the way around the kitchen, into the den. She tried to hide in the bathroom. Mom comes home from work and goes to put coffee in the microwave. And goes, "Why is there cat hair in the microwave?" And rather than rat my sister out, I'm like, "Mom, you must be tripping. There's no cat hair in the microwave." She goes, "What the fuck is this?" I'm like, "Maybe it floated up there. I don't know. Are you trying to say we put the cat in the microwave? I mean, really, Ma, come the fuck on." Manny's just twitching in the living room. I could have ratted her ass out, and then she really would have got a whooping. But did I? No. But does she still hold shit against me? Yes. So, Magic, what are you talking about?
That's because you're the better person.
You know what?
Help me about it. Don't say that I'm better, because then you're going to start a whole new bag of shit. I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths that right now just kind of looks like a little Neko cat, a little statue.
Why?
Fuck you, why? I'll tell you later, and I'm going to pass it to Pandalicious and hope that she doesn't break it.
Drop. Oops, sorry. No,
bitch.
Just kidding. No, I'll put it in the microwave. No.
Yeah, you would do something like that.
Anyway.
That's an inside story that you will never hear. I apologize.
I know, you guys would hate, you'd hate me.
But he ends up being this guy who's known as the Virgin Killer. So he, like, plays with, yeah, seriously.
I'm sorry, I was with you right till then.
He's super influential in show business and is like called the most powerful man in Japan. He's like the grandson of the prime minister and son of a rich businessman and politician and basically he thinks that money can buy everything, even a person's heart. So he's used to like seducing virgins and then destroying their virginity, obviously, and then just throwing away like so much trash. But when Kirara comes into his life, his, like, viewpoint changes.
Oh, yes, of course. Hers is the pussy that changes his mind.
Yes, yes.
One pussy to rule them all. I couldn't help it.
So he keeps doing...
I'm going to submit this question out to you guys. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. So hit us up, questions@esh.mobi, and let me know. Mobile gaming, how do you do it? Are you a flicker or are you a tapper?
I do both.
I'm just gonna leave that alone.
Flicking and a tapping.
I said flick. It sounds to you like you said licking and a tapping.
Well, you know, the DSi has become far more interactive.
No, it has not. There's no lick adapter for the DSi. Oh, and don't say that, because there's a lot of people that would want to buy that peripheral.
Yeah, for dating sims. You know what
ew,
I mean, fellas?
Ew! You're grody!
Hello Kitty Taco Adventure.
No! Ew! Disgusting!
Oh yeah. All bestiality right. And
stop
sex.
Stop
you know
it.
You dig it.
Stop it. Ew.
You know
don't
it.
Do that to Hello Kitty. That's just
wrong. Oh, Hello Kitty's already doing it.
Oh no, she's pure and innocent. Shut up.
I imagine that that's what they want to do, and if that's the case, then that's a great way to approach it, you know, pander to the realistic group, pander to the kit tuners, the wannabes.
And don't forget to pander to pandas, because we enjoy
it. You should always
it.
Pander to pandas, because that will get you all the places
hey,
you want to go.
Hey, hey, hey.
What? I didn't say that out loud. Anybody that has a computer and a lot of different gadgets and wires going everywhere and
maybe want to clean it up a little bit.
Is it an octopus?
It is not an octopus.
Oh.
Why do you always think that? Have I ever talked about an animal as a solution to anything electronic?
No, like the surge protector that looks like an octopus.
No, it's not the octopus surge protector. Although those are very good if you want to clean up your cables.
Yeah, I have one. I like it. And it's black. His name's Fluffy.
You would name it. I don't even know why I laugh at that. I'm even remotely surprised.
She actually wants to be really accepted, but she doesn't really know how. So she puts on this face, you know, puts on this mood, and everyone's just like, oh, don't mess with her. I've heard all these stories. And, you know, deep down, she's just like, oh, I've messed up again. She's mm-hmm. like, no one's going to be friends with me because because she just doesn't know how to relate. And, I mean, we've all been through that stage.
No, actually, I've always known how to relate to people. entire life.
It's awesome. All right, fine. Maybe not the ninjas of the world, but the pandas of the world have been where she is. Now, granted, I don't have pink hair and I don't have magical powers, but...
But if you did, you would totally be able to relate to this character.
In the magical sense. But, I mean, the story is really cute.
It's not for everyone. Just like a Bugatti is not for everyone.
A Bugatti? What-y?
Okay, not everybody needs a Mercedes.
Well, why didn't the fuck you say Mercedes?
No, not Mercedes. Where you can either go after the main points that will progress the story, or you can just run around kicking chickens. That's pretty much what planet raping is in Mass Effect 2. It's
Planet rape equals chicken rape.
Chicken kicking. Not chicken rape. That's a different game.
Well,
there is no chicken rape.
If you kick a chicken in the ass, it's kind of like raping it.
I'm not going there because I don't have anything to say about that. We got a little family. We're like a little network. We're like a mini network. We're so cute. You just want to pet it and rub us and feed us.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
But don't pet us.
No. Petting is fine and feeding, but rubbing?
Well, what do you think petting is?
Love. Petting is little. Rubbing is like deep tissue shiatsu.
Well, all right. You know what? That's another podcast.
And you can go hand to gland with them too. So if they get too close, you can just put a fist in their face and break them.
That's always nice because I prefer that approach.
And they give you a power fist later, so you can do it with the big bugs too. So
yay!
I like. Never mind.
Stop it!
I stopped. See, I stopped.
That's another podcast. Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling that the reason why they didn't have anything is because The Last Guardian is definitely going to be move required.
And it will cure cancer.
It will not cure cancer.
It will feed
cancer.
Ethiopian babies.
It will not feed Ethiopian babies. And only you can prevent forest fires.
I didn't say anything about fires.
Okay.
Let the fire burn.
I think we don't need no water. All right. Stop putting me on tangents, damn it. I'm trying to have real thoughts
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. It's what I do best.
I'm trying to have thoughts.
I'm the Tigger of tangents.
I heard something completely else.
I said Tigger.
Wow. Okay. Anyway. Tigger real what? Thought. Stop it.
Tigger who?
Stop it. Stop it. I'm trying to have thoughts with my Thinkinator. So you're running down these hallways and you end up getting to a point where you have to face some enemies and you have no weapons. So you climb a pole and you reach a...
So you climb up a shaft and there's a dude and the dude's like, hey, you're kind of like, where's my shit? And he's like, I kind of can't tell you. And it's like, I'm going to kick your ass. And he tells him and then magical ponies show up. And,
there are no magical ponies. What is it with you and magical ponies? You have, like, this fetish, and I'm really worried about you. First of all, there are no such thing as magical ponies.
Yes, there are magical ponies!
No, they don't exist! And guess what? Neither does Santa. Let's move on. Okay. Piddle on my part of the parade.
Then who have I been letting in the house on Christmas Eve?
Some skeevy perv.
But he's always wearing a red suit and has a bag.
Yeah, I'm sure he has a sack ready for you. Anyway, help us get our name. Interact with us.
You can send us questions. You can post them live. We'll actually pull some things from the Facebook group and talk about them on the show. So if you want to interact with us, the Facebook group is the way to go. Just log into Facebook.com and search for Land of Esh. You can't miss us. And right now, we just need one more.
Number 25, if you're going to PAX East, buy your drink. A drink.
Limited one drink per person during the entire show.
Only number 25.
Oh.
If they're going to PAX East.
And how am I supposed to know who's going to be number 25?
Whoever it is has to put a message up on the status. I'm number 25, bitch.
Yeah, and if five people put up, I was number 25.
Then we look at the call. We look at the little time signature, see who's posted first.
So that doesn't mean that they were 25. They could have been 27, but they could have been the first one to post it. There's no accounting. Don't promise shit that we can't account for. See, this is why I end up having to try and find a way to explain to somebody why they're really not getting a pony.
Wait, did someone actually...
Yes! So stop saying shit like that. You get me in trouble and give me the ajara.
I'm sorry, guys. We don't have ponies.
No, no ponies. If I want that game to me on release day, I have always found that I have to pay extra for the overnight shipping, because if I tell GameStop that I want it on the release day, if I don't pick that and I just go with the regular shipping, I don't get it release day. I don't care what they say, their website, they can suck my cock. Well, my virtual one. It really pisses me off.
They can suck my actual cock. My rooster.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have that statue. I always forget. Because I was just looking at you like, what?
Hello, pervert.
What?
Thinking Panda had an actual penis.
What? No jetpacks. No lasers. No lightsaber.
No laser cats.
No laser cats. No holodeck.
How about okay? Warrior cats?
So if I can get to that level, then we can talk. But until then, I don't want to see 3D. Okay, can you imagine throwing a Super Bowl party?
I want to see hoverboards. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, hoverboard. I don't know why it's taking so long. Like, you have little hovercrafts that, like, you know, hover, like, a foot off the ground and do their thing. I'm like, why can't you make a fucking hoverboard?
Like,
are people too fat?
Yeah. Like, well, closest, in America.
Is the closest that you're going to get to a hoverboard a fucking, what do you call it? Segway? Really? Is that the closest we're going to get?
America's a tad fat.
Yeah.
Maybe in Germany. They might have them in Germany.
No, the Germans don't have hoverboards.
They have hover paddles.
They would be bragging about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got the hoverboards, y'all.
No.
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 No. No. Oh, you have hoverboards? Oh, you don't have hoverboards.
You don't? No.
How sad for you.
Sorry, German people.
We love the German people. We love your chocolate.
We love your sausage.
I'm not saying anything to that. Bro, I don't have anything to say to that.
Liverwurst.
I'm not saying anything to that. I got nothing. I'm just gonna let it go.
Like, a Pokemon might have, like, intimidate, like, certain, like, a demoralizing roar, which will...
Is that really an attack? Seriously?
Yeah. So,
demoralizing,
like,
demoralizing roar?
Yeah, and it will make your Pokemon, like, even if you
I
have,
cast
like,
Magic Missile. I'm just saying that right now.
I'm just... Listen, so there might... Yeah, this demoralizing roar. I think it's something like that. And certain Pokemon will cast that as a preemptive attack. And, you know,
and
if it...
demoralize you. Demoralize.
And they're like, oh, man, my morale is...
Shrug.
More or less. Like, oh, no, I'm so intimidated. My morale, oh no! And then they attack.
Oh no!
It actually pushes back your attack.
Oh my god!
So you're like, oh crap! It's got the edge on me now. So now it gets to go first because it demoralized me. I have no morals anymore.
Oh
whatever
god.
Shall I do?
But, oh my god, that is so funny.
But no, you're not looking at a lot of management screens.
Oh.
I mean, you know,
demoralizing roar.
Some people. Here we go.
Ow.
Wait, do I have like a cut on my cheek right there? It hurts right like right in there.
Oh, I'll see one.
Like, I feel like a tender piece of skin is like right here.
No.
Okay.
Wait, come here. You got it. Looks like, ooh. Ooh.
What?
No, stretch your face, go. Yep.
What is it?
You got bit by something.
Oh.
Yeah, go like this.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What?
It's a spider bite.
A spider bit my face?
Yeah, a spider bit your face. Because it's a tube puncture. It's a little spider, though.
Where did a spider go into my face?
Probably while you were sleeping. Yeah.
It's two little...
Two little things right next to each other. Mm-hmm.
It was a small snake.
No, it was a spider bite.
Spiders?
Mm-hmm.
Man, Dark has spider. I brought a spider home and it bit me.
Probably.
Damn it.
It hurts. Not bleeding, but yeah, that's what it is. It's a spider bite.
Fucking spider.
At least you're not allergic to him. I'm allergic to him. Let's do this.
I have a spider bite on my face.
Yes, you do. All right, so now I gotta sit all the way back here.
Fuck. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Come on, be excited.
I have a spider bite on my face.
At least it's not on your titty.
You're a national treasure. You're like Cooper Anderson. Cha, cha. These eyes, they're a national. Yeah. Be blind, be horrible. Anyway, we can go.
You all set?
Yeah. All right. Checking the other cheek. Just make sure I can spider bite. I'm going to kill a spider next to me to see one. All right. Ow.
Ooh, stop touching
it. It hurts.
Stop touching it.
Why would it bite me on my face?
Probably because, you know, it was on your face.
You know, other things have been on my face that don't bite.
Well, I mean, we could go
anywhere
places with that.
Let's start.
Really, come on.
Right.
All right, this is Electric System, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Your gaming, tech, gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of our wonderful podcast.
I've been bit, guys. By a spider.
God, that's really how we're going to start the show off?
I got bit on my face by a spider. Spiders, I'm coming for you.
Look, here's the thing. You go out
I'm
to a goth
club. I'm going Punisher on your ass.
No, here's the thing. You go out to a goth club. You're going to get bit by something. It's either going to be an emo dude, a fake vampire, or a spider.
Or a steampunk. There was a lot of steampunks.
Yeah, but they don't typically bite.
Unless you ask them.
Right. Did you ask somebody to bite you?
No.
Did you get bit by a steampunky dude? No, because that's definitely a spider bite. You know what's not steampunk or a spider bite?
Our website.
You got it. We are for you. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you.
No, I just got bit by a spider on my face.
Oh my god, is this entire hour going to be about the spider or the face bite?
Yeah.
See, I should have told you. I should have told you you were fine. It was just a pimple. It is just a pimple. I was fucking with you. It's not a spider bite.
No, you can't do it now.
It's a pimple.
No, it's a spider bite.
It's a pimple. It's turning pink. It's a pimple.
No, you just said there was a bite mark.
I lied.
You don't lie.
I do.
You don't lie very well.
I do.
You're not lying really well right now.
You have a hair on your face.
I have several hairs on my face. I'm actually, all this peach fuzz are all little baby hairs. So we're actually all really hairy.
No, Robin Williams is really hairy.
I have this one.
Can we do the show?
And this one.
Can we do the show? Can you stop focusing on the stupid little bite on your face?
If it were you, you'd be freaking out, so don't even play.
No, I've been bitten by a spider on my face before.
When?
In my sleep.
That's probably what happened to me.
Yeah. I told you. We get to the show?
We should probably file reports.
Nobody wants to hear. Yeah, like,
I was assaulted.
I was assaulted by it in my sleep. Really, ma'am? Do you know what your attacker looked like? Yeah, he had eight legs.
And I'm like, and I know exactly what I should do here. Boom, 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 boom. Went through it like a, you know.
Like Grant ripped through Richmond?
Or, you know, a sneeze went through a tissue. More or less.
Shit through a goose?
Maybe.
Hypnotic through a ninja?
That might work.
You also had a Naruto game that came out. Dude, but I'm just saying, alright, it's, you know.
Naruto sucks.
It's the first.
It stinks worse than anchovies.
I'm just saying, alright.
Anchovies in a diaper that was worn by a llama.
Okay.
In the desert.
Like I said, currently, my character is level 11. And everyone else who may have started 2 hours before me are all, like, level 31. And they've all killed, like, 6 dragons. I have only killed the first dragon. Because they scare me. They are really big. You're level 11. How can you take on this massive dragon with a crappy longbow? Like, I might have iron arrows, but I am not Jesus. And even, I don't think Jesus could take on these dragons at level 11. Like, Jesus is probably, like, level, like, 8 billion. So, like,
I he can say that Jesus is probably a level 800 druid.
So, I mean, yeah. Out there. So, I mean, he could completely take on these dragons. Here's
the thing. He would walk up to the dragon, and the dragon would act like a little puppy.
It'd be like, Jesus?
It would act like the dragon in DreamWorks How to Train Your Dragon. It would be like
the... It would suck its teeth back in.
Yes, it would. And it would, you know, want to share its fish with Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Panda approved.
I really need to get you that stamp,
though. I want a seal. I would mail so many things if I had a seal. Like, Eshwam, you want me to mail that for you? Done. It's approved. It has to happen now. The marker's been, it's been sealed. The contract has been made. I would do that. Oh my god, a wax seal? Yeah, dude. Bringing it back Victorian style. Hot wax. Wait a minute. Anyway, let's yeah, not can go we, there. Can,
yeah.
That's not good.
I was just going to let you go for a while because you seemed like you were, you know, heading down a path.
Nope, that was I'm end done. To, let's leave that alone.
That was going to end up being a really amazing podcast title. But you stopped yourself.
Yes,
so.
I did.
This is me speaking in the way that I will more than likely be speaking sentences and statements throughout the recording of this podcast.
And this is how I'm going to sound for this podcast, excited or not, and my eye hurts.
I know, you gotta stop rubbing your eye.
It hurts.
I know it hurts, but you gotta stop rubbing it.
It hurts.
I know. You should put some cold, a cool compress on it, because it does look a little puffy.
You got some Murine or something, don't you?
Yeah, I do have Murine, actually. Thank you for bringing that up. I will splotch your eye.
Ah, don't splotch my eye.
I'm gonna splotch your eye. I'll splotch your eye out.
It hurts.
Stop rubbing it. It'll hurt more if you rub it.
I wanna get the splash out.
Want me to blow it?
No.
Want me to blow your eye?
No.
She doesn't want me to blow her eye.
Well.
I want to help, but I can't.
If people don't want to be blown, then, you know, that's on them.
And I don't want her to blow anything else.
No. Stop rubbing your eye.
It hurts.
Well, don't rub it. It's going to keep hurting.
It hurts.
Well, put something cold on it. I have plenty of sodas. And put a cold soda. Do you want my cold Hello Kitty compress?
Is it an eye patch?
That'll be too cold for her eye patch. Nice.
Now she puts it on the kitty side as opposed to the cold side. Yeah, hold on. Let me go get that. Then we'll get started. Stop rubbing your eyeballs.
Ow.
I'm trying to help you. Now the cold side is this side, so it's a gel pack. But just press it on for a little bit, take it off. Feel good? I think we found it.
They're trying to fill up their gas tanks to, you know, get the boat, I think. What? Oh, sorry. It hurts, though. And the
but stop rubbing it. Anymore. The more that you rub it, the more that it's going to get irritated.
It's bothersome. Okay. I'll just
keep that on your face.
Because then I won't touch it. But anyway, so you're at a gas tank.
There's different places that you can get cog tags. I mean, you can order them from ThinkGeek.
So, I mean, people are just...
Do you want a set of cog tags?
I would love some.
Stop rubbing your eye.
I'm sorry. Sorry,
you're still rubbing your eye.
I stopped.
As many of you, like us, went, well, you know, I like ramen, so it's cool. I can buy this. I can do this.
Like, I can get chicken flavored.
You can get oriental flavored, beef flavored, which actually is kind of beefy flavored, which is really nice because, you know, sometimes you get the beef flavor and it's just like, it makes brown water. It's not really beef flavored. But the good top ramen, Oh, it's beefy. It's beefy. You know, so you hit that up. I mean, you can mix and match. You throw a little bit of red bean in there just to make it different. I mean, ramen...
Put some watercress.
...is flexible. And so what we're saying is, it's not a bad thing when you end up having to eat ramen because you're broke. All right? Sometimes I like to mix my chicken and my beef together. Yeah, I'll
make... Biffin?
Yeah, I'll...
Biffkin?
I'll make...
Beefkin?
Beefkin. Beefkin. Beefkin or chief. I mean, pick it. I like chief, because then it sounds like I'm a boss.
I like beefkin, because it makes me feel like I'm kin to beef.
Well, see, there you go. I am the yin, you are my yang. Or...
I'm your wang.
No, not my wang. I said yang. Please don't be my wang. I would have to explain so many things.
I'd be bigger than you, though, so everyone would be like, look at that wang. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Me! But I'm folks. Sorry. I will stop now.
You found a kitten. You gonna let the kitten die, or you gonna keep the kitten? You keep the kitten, you gotta feed the kitten, which means you gotta go get food for the kitten.
Until it gets fat, and then you can eat it for...
No, that's not how the game works, you sick pervert.
What? Cats have meats! You're a hungry adventurer, dude!
That's not this kind of game.
Well...
You just keep your cat to yourself. You put
I'm
that...
I'm not condoning eating cats, I'm just saying.
It sounds like you are. And I'm both a
I'm surprised they don't do that in post-apocalyptic worlds. You know, like...
Because the visual of seeing someone eat a cat is not something anybody's going
to... No, I don't mean just a cat. But I mean, in a post-apocalyptic world where, you know, vegetation's not growing. You know, if I saw, like, you know...
How many games have you played that have been action games where anybody ever worried about food?
I know.
All you ever worry about is health packs. There's no food in health packs. It's you gotta drop like a needle.
There are Pop-Tarts in health packs.
They're not Pop-Tarts.
And monster drinks.
There's no monster drinks. There's no Red Bull in a health pack.
There is Red Bull if you get
it. All right, it's got Jolt Gum.
No, but they really... I think they should... No, actually, that's not true. In Fable, you had to eat. In Fable 2, you had to eat.
But you never got to eat any of the kickin'. Any of the chickens that you kicked.
You know what? You really should have, because that would have been fun. Like, I'm kicking some chicken for dinnins.
You know, kick the chicken into a fire, and then it's like, chicken. That, I think, would be, you know, a great mechanic to add. So, you know, Lionhead, get on that. I've sent you the
idea. I'm just saying. I actually think they should be paying attention to that, because obviously...
I don't know that anybody wants to...
We will not develop. We will never develop into a community that we will be able to survive without eating. So you know what?
All those badass characters are eating
cats and dogs.
Look, I don't want to play panda.
Fish, panda. Or koi.
I don't want to have to learn how to survive in the apocalypse from video games, okay?
I don't know.
So they can keep the cat.
Zombie games, I think they're trying to give us a heads up.
Look, between the zombie games and Zombieland, the movie, is pretty much all I'm going to need to learn how to survive.
Yeah, I know.
Double tap it. That's all you got to do.
And look, the shotgun. Sorry.
Zombies aren't real.
Oh, wow.
Let's start there. How about that? Then let's take it into the, and we're talking about a video game. And then let's cap it off. That we're talking about a video game that's rated for people that are 17 or older, assuming that they would know facts 1 and 2 that I just brought up.
Oh.
See where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't know that zombies aren't real. What if zombies are real?
Zombies aren't real.
Okay.
Vampires don't exist. Neither do werewolves. They're all creatures of fantasy, which is not reality. Because if zombies were real, we would have already been attacked by zombies.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do. Because if I was undead, I'd be pissed off at the living, and I'd be taking you fucking
You don't have a functioning brain when you're a zombie. You wouldn't have any thought. You would just be thinking brain.
I'm sorry. Most of the zombie movies and video games that have been coming out lately seem to suggest that there is a hive mind capability.
Yeah, like eat and destroy everything.
Exactly. Eat and destroy everything. The living. Because you don't see zombies eating other zombies.
Well.
You see zombies going after the living. You want to know why? Because they hate on the fucking living. Because they're living.
And they don't have emotions. They just want to eat what's not them.
Really? How do you know that? You read a book on zombies? Fresh, really?
Yes.
When? What was it called?
The Survival Guide of Zombies.
Yeah, who wrote it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because you're full of shit.
No, it's an actual legit book. There's an actual survival guide to zombie apocalypse.
And let me guess. Is it in the fiction section?
Why do you have to crush my dreams?
I'm not crushing your dreams. I'm bringing your ass back to reality so you don't set a bad example for the rest of us who can tell the difference between reality
and tell the difference.
Fantasy land.
But it doesn't hurt to be prepared just in case.
For zombies. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
The undead walk in the earth.
And the end of the world.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I prefer killing human beings that are bad and have it coming to them.
As opposed to aliens.
As opposed to suspending the disbelief that I'm, you know, aliens are coming.
Well, they are coming.
No, they're not. Just like the zombie apocalypse.
No, they are real. It will happen.
Not gonna happen.
It will. I swear. And you know what? When it goes and happens, because we know that the pinnacle point is going to be DC, which is where you are in the vicinity of. I don't want to get a call and you'd be like, "Ah, Panda, you were right."
You liar. You would want me to call and be like, "You were right. I was wrong."
Actually, no. I'd appreciate a text because I'd hate you'd be like, "You're right." And then you die, and then I never hear it.
That's the problem. Not that I would be dead or killed by zombies, but that I wouldn't be able to finish the sentence. Offense.
You'd be one of those humans that had it coming because you didn't prepare. I'm just saying. I love you, sis, but you need to prepare for the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
If not them, then the aliens.
That, but I mean, I really do like it, and I've always kind of liked zombies. I mean, I played through.
Yeah, I know, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'm anti-zombie,
I'm pro-zombie. In terms of killing them, not letting them live and eat people.
I'm totally for killing them.
Yeah, me too. I'm pro-zombie for killing.
I just don't believe in zombies, the zombie apocalypse, and I don't choose to promote it.
Well, see, you should be careful, because when it happens, you will not be prepared.
I'm going to be totally prepared, because the zombie apocalypse is not going to happen. It's not real.
It's totally real.
Zombies aren't real.
It's totally real. But
and that's where we disagree.
But that's why I went to the gun range. I know how to double tap. You know, I won't have to worry about, you know, dying.
Look, I can bust a cap in a zombie just as you can, but here's the thing. I'm not going to have to, because zombies don't exist!
Not yet, anyway. We'll see. We'll see if I'll end up, you know, picking this up. It's definitely up my alley. We already know that I'm big into the Z. Yeah. So.
You're DTZ.
I am down to zombie.
Can't believe I just.
You just made a Jersey Shore reference.
I did.
Before me.
I know. And I don't even watch that show.
I know you don't, which means it's laying eggs in your brain.
I know. And it's all from you.
Yep.
You're a bad influence on me.
Yes, I am.
You are.
And I'm not apologizing.
Well, that's good. You should never apologize for yourself.
Somebody it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
I'm not singing it.
So while Chuck is, you know, bashing zombies, trying to get Zombrex for his daughter Katie, because you have to give her Zombrex every day between the hours of, like, fuck it's dawn and fuck it's nearly noon.
Okay.
And you gotta give it to her every day, because if you don't, she will turn. That's the great thing about Dead Rising. You can be human and be infected as long as you take Zombrex, which kind of reminds me of Valtrex, which I thought was for herpes.
It is.
But, so zombie infection is like herpes. Which can be, you know, you don't want it to flare up ever, because you'll die.
Right, and you don't want to transmit it to your partner. So I have, you know, the zombie virus. And I don't.
Yeah, see, no. Mm-mm. Well, unless he was a hot guy. I'll give you Zombrex for the rest of our lives.
Right off my tongue. Here, take it.
Maybe not. That's a little. But.
See?
Where the hell do I come up with this?
I have no idea. What is going on in your head?
I'm not eating my Wheaties. That's
obviously. You need ginkgo biloba and Wheaties. And maybe, I don't know, an exorcism. I'm just throwing it out there. You might want to consider it.
Maybe.
I am not going to call you Pandalicious. I'm going to call you Randomlicious.
That would be accurate.
Panda Randomlicious is on the case.
It's like Miss Random if you're nasty.
So there you have it. If you want to check out more random and just fun stuff like this, then you gotta hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That is esh.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. You can check out any articles that are written within the week. All questions and comments should go to our Facebook page, Land of Esh. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, then you should go there, plug us in, and check us out.
That's right. You can visit the iTunes Music Store or the Microsoft Marketplace. It's, you know, not the Zune Marketplace anymore. It's Microsoft's Marketplace, so you should go there. Search for Electric Sisterhood. Hit the beautiful subscribe button, which will ensure that you will get our podcast goodness the moment that we put it out on the interwebs for consumption. But guess what? If you're not living La Vida I or into the Marketplace, well, you can get our podcast in other ways.
You can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But remember, if you're looking for us, you should look for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right. We aren't the only things that make up the Land of Esh. We merely started this puppy. You can check out our podcast episodes, which typically go out new on Monday, and follow that up with the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which we highly recommend because they're fam and they're fantastic. That's hosted by our homeboy, King Baby Duck. On Wednesday, there's Geek Aggro, feeding your nerd need, getting the gadgetry on, and PC gaming, and what's up? Hosted by Deuces Wild. You got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You've got nerd needs. We can address them. You can follow us on Twitter. Check out my page, twitter.com/NinjaSista, to find the entire Land of Esh list and follow everything. If you want to keep up with what's going on with us, then you should specifically follow our ESH News account, which will give you all the articles that we post the moment that we put them out there, as well as news that's going on, like giveaways and what other fun things that we're doing. So follow that. You can interact with us, like Panda said, on our Facebook page at facebook.com/landofesh. Which we highly recommend that you do. And you
like us there.
And the easiest way to like us is to visit our page and hit the beautiful little like button on our website. You can also now comment on any of the stuff that we write on our website using Facebook. We highly recommend it because we get notified when that happens so that we can talk back with you about it. It's a kind of a thing.
We can communicate.
It's a thing.
I want to talk to you.
YouTube with Frickin' Fridays. You're going to need to make that happen as well.
I know. You guys are slacking. You better fucking watch those.
Good time. It's a good time. Let's check it out. So, Pandalicious, this week, what's the shit you digging?
Social media.
Oh, shuckadoodles. You're all up in my Twitters?
I'm all up in everybody's Twitters.
Oh, damn.
Hashtag I love you.
What are you digging this week?
This week, I am actually digging Xbox 360 controllers because I'm still waiting for Razer to replace my Onza. I hope that they do it really soon. So I'm still using my old controller and I'm
struggling.
I have the struggle. So I'm digging working and functional customizable Xbox 360 controllers. That's what I got.
Oh.
So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here until next week, people.
Peace.
All right, so you said we got to do an opening for a clip show?
Yeah. A clip show.
Yeah.
Food.
The subject of the clip show, this is just going to be funny things from previous episodes, concentrating primarily on animals and zombies.
Did you say pansexuals? I don't think we've ever talked about pansexuals on the show.
I have my headphones back on, so she can't hear you, except for the muffled sound from the back of my ear. So, yes. Mom, you said animals.
Oh.
She heard pansexuals.
That's the title.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Animals.
Animals. Amanda, animals.
Okay.
I didn't. I'm sorry. It sounded like pansexual.
That's right. That's the title.
Pansexual.
Yep. You said animals. She heard pansexuals.